Good morning, beloveds. So welcome to our first Sunday Talks gathering. We're going to continue right now with Nothing is Personal. We've had a request for that. And so I think a good place for us to start with that would be that since nothing is personal, we cannot have a personal life. Deeply within, this goes back to the idea of being a separate person. I have a separate life. I have a house. I'm a business person, I'm an artist, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, I'm a this, I'm a that. And this is all, seems all very personal. It seems like, yes, of course I have a personal life. But let's look again. If I have no body, and I have no mind, what then can I use to define person? To have a personal something, even to have a personality, I must fulfill the requirements for that to happen, and I would have to have a body, and I would have to have a mind. So when we say nothing is personal, that's exactly what it means. There is no personal separate life. There is no personal separate individual. There is no separate ego, no separate personality. You say, well, it really seems like there is, but it only seems as if it is because we are holding on to that idea of being separate. Separation has no existence. That is of the dream. So when you look at, okay, we go to bed in the evening, and we all have dreams. So through the evening time, we have those night dreams. Then we come into what we call a deep sleep. And in this deep sleep, there is nothing, nothing. There is no mind movement. There is no thinking. There is absolutely nothing, not even consciousness. And then the sun comes up. We awake. We might remember the night dream, perhaps not. And in this daytime, this is also a dream of person, a dream of separation, a dream of being something, of being someone. There's even a dream of being a student, a dream of being a teacher. It's a dream. When you view this image, this form, does the idea still remain that there is someone, some person speaking? Okay. But the speaking is not personal. We come right back to then, what is it? It just is. It is what is taking place in this dream at this moment. Reach deep. Reach deep. Because if it isn't that way, then there must be separation. And if there is separation, then there can be no absolute, no presence. So we come back to probably Spiritual Path 101. I am not the body. I am not the mind. Listen to this from a little deeper. I am that nothing, that no thing. I am no thing. You can say nothing if you recognize the infinity of the fullness of nothing, the completeness, the wholeness, the eternalness of this no thing. I'm no body. I'm no mind. I'm not a mother. I'm no daughter. I am no aunt. I am no grandmother. I am no thing. And as this no thing, I have no persona. I have no personal presence. I am no thing. Gender. Jobs, these are all the concepts that we use to formulate our story, our dream phase. Anyone have a question or a comment? This is pulling the rug out from under the ego idea. I am no thing. And in that, I do not have a mind that is strong and works against me. And in that, I do not have an ego that I have to overcome or that I have to surrender. I am no thing. And yet that is then the completeness, the wholeness, the infinitude, the formless, the born without being born, without dying. I am no thing. So I am not born and I do not die. Because I am no thing. In that recognition, the completeness then is understanding. Nothing is personal. I have no personal life. That is the story. That is that for this has been written for some time, and thankfully it ended many years ago. No more storytelling, no more script for the day. I must do this, I must do that, I need this, I should do this, I should not do that. All of that is based on the idea of being something, of being a person. So I am no thing, and in that, I am the completeness, the wholeness that is present. So you do not have to surrender anything. You do not have to get anything. You do not have to seek to become what already is. In this very moment, you are all nothing. The deepness of the peace of that understanding is as in scripture, the peace that passes understanding. What but one whose heart is open to knowing the self could experience this peace that is beyond understanding? Because in this lovingness, the mind is not there to analyze or figure out or try to catch what's going on. You must step beyond that. You have stepped beyond that. And I think if you're all still here with the understanding that I am no thing, then we are, what is present is resting in the peace beyond understanding. Personhood is all about getting, needing, and being. The reality that is the self has no needs, nothing to get, and nothing to get rid of. Any questions or comments?
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi. Hi, Denise.
Thank you for the class today. I'm wondering if you'll speak on companionship.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Companionship. Is the same as nothing is personal. Companionship in the understanding through personhood is a couple of persons. And I'm going to assume here that you are asking the companionship of an intimate companionship, of a twosome, so to speak. Is this so?
Yes, and also just in relationships in general. I was thinking, you know, like interacting with individuals who don't necessarily know what we're talking about, or seem to not know, and just in kind of in all levels of companionship and relationships.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the companionships then are also a no thing. They are also not personal. Why? Because all that is of your own self. So in a companionship, in the oneness, in the I am nothing, that form over there, say the clerk at the store or working companions at work, or just friends I maybe play cards with or I do some things with, there too is nothing, no person. When you look at it as, let's just call it the dream. When you look at it as the dream and you remain within, in the knowingness, there is no person to be a companion of any nature, a good companion, the folks that are not walking a spiritual path, that is part of the story, part of the dream. So as a companion, when you recognize there is no person there, there is only this essence, this life that is seemingly animating a form, you quite naturally fall into that unconditioned love. Now, that unconditioned love doesn't mean that if someone is in the place of unkindness or in the place of just generally being unkind and unkind, it doesn't mean that you are to be subjected to any wrath or anger or unkindness from, and I have to say, another, although there is no other. The companionship is one of unconditioned love. And you see what before would have been a separate person, say, not on a spiritual path, not understanding this. You now see, you don't see that. From the place of unconditioned love, you only see yourself. So that is the kind of companionship that is true companionship. The same if you have a partner. To see them as something separate maintains your belief in separation. to see someone as unkind, or even to see someone being loving and kind, is still perpetuating that sense of separation. You can have companionship with everything because you are everything while being no thing. The essence of you is your companion. See it as something not separate. Say you're in a relationship, that type, it is still the same thing. There is no person there. To have companionship, you must be in companionship with what is, with yourself, because it's from there that you see yourself everywhere. Then you can be in that undifferentiated state with a blade of grass, with a butterfly, with a worm, with a beetle, with a tree, with a frog, with a fish, with everything, because what is really there is the essence that is yourself. So for me, in my journey story, for me, it was being in companionship, falling in love with self, being in that place of knowing that there is no one apart from me to be in companionship with. From that state, the dream seems to gather to you those that are of like mind. But even if that is not the case, even if you are in a room full of those that are not like-minded, from this undifferentiated state of knowing, you are in a room only actually with yourself. And the love of self is that which lights that room when someone walks into the room and it lights up. But again, there is no someone. This might be difficult, and I understand that, because we are so accustomed to having other persons, to having others in our life. But those others are the self that is yourself. Those others are yourself with a costume on, the costume of a companion. Is that helpful, or is there another clip more to that?
It's very helpful. Thank you.
All right. The state of being yourself, just being, not witnessing, not even being aware, just being in that silent place of yourself. And out from that, you become in companionship with all that is. You recognize the oneness. And in companionship kind of defines that there's two or more. And I'm attempting or to suggest that there being that there is not two, being that there is only one, a companionship of two would definitely be a dream state, because that doesn't exist. So the companionship that is the companionship with all that is, and that's what I am. So I am in companionship with all, just because I am all. No thing, yet all. Okay. The sun is rising behind me. Getting a little glare back on my screen, sorry. So do you have a comment or a question on what we've already covered?
Mary?
Yes. Yes, Gary.
Hard to frame the question. So how can we practice to achieve this understanding then of being no thing?
Okay.
I don't know if that's a very clear question or not.
Mm-hmm. The question, how can we practice to come into this understanding of no thing? But you have to, okay, first let's identify who is the one that wants to practice to become clear on being no thing.
Me.
There you have it. If I were to give you a practice, and usually the only practice I give is to just sit and be still. You know, and if thoughts come, just let them be. So and all of that is going to do is to keep you practicing, because now it is given to the mind, and the mind has another toy to play with so that you can do a lot of practicing. Okay, and I'm not there yet. Well, you need to practice more. This is now the mind is in charge of this question if you were to be given a practice. So I have no practice to give you. It is already your natural state of being. Okay. You are already no thing. So when it comes up that I am something, you know, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm an uncle, I'm a laborer, I'm an office person, I'm a golfer, I'm an artist, I'm this, I'm that. When that mindset starts to come in and take up possession, so to speak, of body, mind, there's an understanding already within you. But I'm not this something that is in need of something. I'm not that. It is almost like the Easterns, where the first practicing that they do is understanding I am no thing. So when it comes up, I want to practice, the first thing is, who is it that needs a practice? That's the first question that should be asked. Who is present that needs to have a practice? Or what is present that needs practice? And then you say, well, I do. And then, oh, who is this I that is saying I do? And this is where it begins, that the dream begins to break apart, because the inquiry leads to not finding that I that wants to practice. For instance, within your mind, the mind comes up and has, oh, I need to study a bit more. I think I need to study some tonight. From within the heart, from within the being, from within the no thing, rises up this desire to know, who is this I that wants to practice today? And then you look to find that I, that little I that is seeking to practice. And you look, and if for Infinite Way students, you can start from the toes all the way to the top of the head, and you'll not find this I that wants to practice. For those who don't want to practice that, there is the acceptance, just the acceptance, I'm not that. I'm not that I needing to practice. Or it says, I need to exercise. I need to go to yoga class, or I need to go to Tai Chi. I need. And then immediately for you, you stop. Who is the I that needs to exercise or wants to exercise? Find that I. So you find there is no person there, no something there that you may have for so long thought was your true self, that was yourself. And in that knowing, in that discovery, now there's still the going to yoga, that's still part of the story. There's still going to Tai Chi, there's still the dancing, the singing, the whatever. There is still that taking place. But for you, there is the absolute freedom of knowing there's no person doing yoga. And it's just so much fun, because there's no person to analyze it or criticize it, or you need more practice on yoga. You need more practice. And what happens is, it comes along anyway. There's still the painting, or there's still the singing and the dancing. But there's not an I there to analyze or judge. There's just the joy. So for you, no practice. But a question of who's asking for an exercise, most definitely. Recognize, I already am no thing. That doesn't require practice. How do I practice to be what I already am? How does the ocean practice to be the ocean? How does the sun practice to be the sun? How long does it take a tree to practice to be a tree? So you can ask that question when that good old thought rises up, I'm not there yet, I don't understand yet. Who is it that doesn't understand? And how long do I have to practice to be the I that I am? No practice. Does that help?
Yes, I believe it does. Thank you very much. I guess my practice would be reminding myself of the truth.
Well, that's not a practice. That would be devotion, loving devotion.
Thank you.
Welcome. I think most everyone has been practicing long enough. If you can see the no-thing playing the role of a mother, of a teacher, of a student, of an artist, of a musician. If you can see that the role play is part of the story, but I am still no thing, so I cannot be the story. Then there's like just watching the story unfold, like reading a book. You don't know what's on the next page, and that's okay, one page at a time. So in playing, say, the role of a grandmother, it changes when there is the necessity or the spontaneity taking place to perhaps be that loving companion for someone perhaps that is grieving. That's a feeling of a difference there, but no difference. Or if I'm playing with a great grandchild that is maybe 3, there's a difference there from being that art teacher. It's a different role to play the great grandmother. It's a different role to play that art teacher. It's a different role to play the accountant at the village or the consulting accountant. It's a different role. And you see that very clearly. But you remain no thing. You do not become that consulting accountant. You do not become that great grandmother. You do not become that companion helping someone in grief. You do not become. You remain the no thing. And as that no thing, you fulfill, the roles are fulfilled. Can you see that? Give me a, can you see that? No? Can you see that? Give me a wave if you can see that, because That is exactly what is taking place. And that's how you remain no thing, by seeing clearly the roles that are being fulfilled. I have the role of an aunt. I have the role of a mother. I have the role of so many things. But I remain no thing. From that place of withinness, or from that deep place within that silence that is so profound and that peace, you remain there and just watch the roles being played. It is as one teacher says, you play the role of anti-mame, but you do not become anti-mame. I hope you all know that movie. Or you play the role of, I would say Hercule Poirot, because that's one of my favorites. You play that role, but you do not become the role that you are playing. Playing the role at the moment of a Mary before a computer screen, seemingly teaching. At best, I'm reminding you of what you already are. Truly, there isn't anything to teach. Reminders. Reminders. Okay. Do we have any more questions or any more comments? If you're all satisfied, shall we call an end to our Sunday talk? Okay.
I think so.
Okay. I think you may be full, as they say. A little digestion in the silence will be good. Okay. Okay. Well, as the same as always, then, let us pray. Most beloved, I thought I needed to seek you. I thought I needed to be something else. I thought I needed to be different than what already is. I thought I was apart from all that is. But I can see now there is no need within me that is not already fulfilled. I pray, let this silence be my devotion. Amen. Namaste.